Just get yourself into a comfortable position and let your body just relax. It's important to kind of be in a comfortable position so your body can relax. And invoke inside of yourself and your mind just an attitude of being a friend. And I call it the inner friend. Just be an inner friend. How you can be such a close friend to your friends and to your family and to your animals. You want to turn that attitude of friendship and warmth inward toward yourself, toward your own mind, toward your feelings, toward your worries. And just let your mind relax in that atmosphere of friendship. We often don't listen to how we talk to ourselves internally because we've been doing it since childhood. But often the way we hold ourselves internally is not always one of a friend. And that's very easy actually to change just by becoming conscious of that. Just let your body and mind relax in that atmosphere of friendship. Bring to mind the people in your life that you really love and respect and love to be with. And then include yourself in that circle. Let your body and mind relax even more. And turn your focus just gently towards your own presence. By that I mean you are aware of all of the sounds externally. For instance, you are aware of your body. Feel your body. You're aware of your breath, Just let yourself breathe for the moment, being aware of the breath without touching it or manipulating. Just let your body breathe and be aware of the breath. Again, relaxing more deeply. Be aware of the thoughts or feelings that are passing through your mind. Any images, memories, worries, whatever thought modifications are passing through. Relax, allow them to be, and just notice that you're aware of them. Again, relax your body and mind. And now let yourself be aware of the one who is aware of them. That's what I call your presence, just your own being, your own self, the one who is aware of all of the thoughts coming and going. Aware of the breath and the body. Aware of the external sounds. Continue to relax your body and mind. Feeling the muscles letting go, the mind expanding. Because as an inner friend, the mind is just allowed to be as it is. As an inner friend, you just appreciate your friend, you appreciate your mind. Appreciate your body. Notice your own presence, the one who's aware of all the sounds outside, aware of the body, aware of the breath. Aware of the thoughts, emotions, and just you, self-aware, just your own presence. Gently focusing on your own presence. Notice how silent you are. Just the beautiful silence of your own simple presence. Just me, your own self. And gently focusing on your own self, your own presence. Notice that the external sounds that you're hearing through your ears are taking place in the silence of your own presence. Just relax. Notice. The sounds taking place in the silence of your presence. through the sense of touch, feel your body, the shape of your body, all the kinesthetic sensations. And now notice these sensations taking place in the silence of your own being. See if you can distinguish your own presence from the perception of your body, the silence of your own self, differentiated from the perception of your body. The perception of the breath, this breathing body, continue to relax. See if you can differentiate the silence of your own presence from whatever thoughts or feelings are passing through. You can notice that your own self is not thinking or feeling or having memories. You are illumining those things. You yourself are still silent. See if you can notice the stillness of your own being amidst all of the perceptions, the thoughts, the sounds. Just completely relax and just notice. Notice this differentiation that you don't usually make until it's pointed out to you, and you notice. I simply am. Awareful being that is me, and I'm actually not doing anything. My mind is thinking, feeling. Through the sense organs, I'm aware of the body, the breath. And all the external perceptions. But amidst all of this, I simply am. Silent, changeless, me, absolutely steady. This type of meditation, you notice that you have a very stable self, that your being, in fact, is very strong, it's very stable amidst all of these changing experiences. See if you can notice also that the changing experiences don't really add anything or take away anything from your own nature. Just gently focus on your own presence. Just notice what you are like, not your thoughts or perceptions, just you, your own self. Just the self that you've always taken yourself to be. You've just never differentiated yourself from the changing experiences of your mind, your sense organs, your body. But it's not a different self. It's just focusing on you having differentiated yourself from all of these experiences that you objectify. So now, allowing those experiences to be as they are, your thoughts, your feelings, the body, the external sounds. Now just be yourself, this me. Just relax. Let everything be exactly as it is. Just be interested, don't worry about it, be interested. Now just be yourself. The me that is ever present. In fact, that cannot be objectified into an object. But the me that is the innermost subject. The self I cannot get behind. Like, for instance, I can take myself to be the body, but I can get behind it. I can realize that my body is objectified as an object. I can do the same with my sense organs. I'm aware of my sense organs. I can do the same with my mind. I take myself to be the mind, but then I recognize I'm aware of it. And finally, I get down to that innermost subject that I can't objectify. I just am self-evident, conscious being, me. This most familiar me. Just gently bring your mind back to focus on your own presence. It's just a very simple act. It's called a manasavyapara, a simple activity of the mind to just bring the mind back to your own presence. The mind is the differentiating itself from me. I'm just being myself. Notice what you are like. Let the mind relax. Relax the body.